brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Batra. Fit for life.
Kumbos at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines in Kumbon Radio.
Linda residents appeal for installation of a solar-powered street lights. In Africa News, Kenya's deputy police chief steps aside amid uproar over bloggers' death. Good afternoon. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Lusaka's Linda compound have appealed for the installation of solar-powered street lights in that community. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, the residents noted that the installation of street lights will help in addressing security concerns. The residents explained that the community has been facing security challenges due to insufficient lighting, as thieves have been taking advantage of the darkness at night to attack unsuspecting members of the community as early as 8 p.m. They have since pleaded with the local leadership to lobby for the installation of street lights, saying this will enhance safety, especially for those knocking off from work at night.
People are being attacked at night because it's dark. When we've got street lights, nobody will be attacked because they'll be scared.
So usiku akawalala too much. Kakala tena 19 hours nishwayamba. Wama mene tugulisi ya muno murodi muno. Imovuta mfuni kama security.
Residents of Kabengeshi in Mukushi district have expressed gratitude to the local farming community for its continued commitment to social corporate responsibility, which has led to the successful construction of the Kingdom Bridge in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Ward Development Committee WDC Chairperson Norris Mukua said the bridge has greatly improved the transportation of agricultural produce and other goods to and from Kabengeshi, thereby contributing to the local economy. Mr. Mukua noted that the infrastructure development has eased the mobility challenges that previously hindered trade and access to essential services, especially during the rainy season. He further appealed to relevant authorities to prioritize the rehabilitation of feeder roads in the area to complement the benefits brought about by the new bridge.
Kupangira ubulalo nangura bridge ya pa Kingdom. I bridge na iretwa ubuya ntanshi nangura ukupito kusuma nangura ukwabuko kusuma pantu ama inferi ngirine yare chitiko kwebati abantu bare tino kupita kupari ave ingi bare tina andi kwa ye kwata nama problem sometimes ye abu sanso filia nimbi moto ka afika pari ya about 2 or 3 ama moto ka yare fayare jomba kupari peni yare furungana ya afika pari ya wale tinabengu kwa abu kamuna ndo kwa bridge tayari wini nomba pepa batu pangiro obularo awe nama moto ka yara pitafe wino sana so pari inoishita waka bengeshu wa tuletasha kukupangira kuburi obularo lero te tuleke apene tuchitwe lomba kubuteko kwebati watu afwe road tayari wini.
A farmer in Kitwe district has called on fellow farmers to diversify their farming practices beyond maize production. Abraham Musa, who is also a member of our Chavuseko cooperative, has told Kumbon Radio News in an interview that diversifying into livestock farming has been instrumental in growing their agricultural business. Mr. Musa has stated that it has helped them to grow in terms of their farming because they have also diversified into livestock farming where they are keeping pigs. He adds that pigs are a greater source of protein and the demand for pork is high on the local markets.
Cooperative Wimu, yeah, it was a pantan from Bejam Kulima. Every Mulemunapa, but in Putosha Ghana, I got a day to take her, we named Kumba to take her. It was a book taken from Mandavati, Mitchell Mura Rubana. Among the influence, we are doing what we have been having to do with Java. Numba is the Pomonian Kumba, Taita Kamula, Mumikari,
Rehabilitation of the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority Tazara Rail to run from Kapirimponchi to Dar es Salaam will commence next year January and will take a period of 36 months. And an environmental consultant under Ecowiser Limited, Danny Mwangu, has observed that the rehabilitation project of the railway line will improve on the Tazara operational efficiency. Mr. Mwangu said it is crucial that there is an environmental and social management plan even as this development unfolds. He also stated that this project will help in saving the lifespan of the Zambia highway as most of the heavy cargo will be diverted onto the railway. He was speaking at a stakeholders meeting organized by Tazara held at Kapirimponchi Council Lodge to discuss environmental and social impacts for Tazara rehabilitation project.
An environmental and social impact assessment report has been prepared. We are at scoping meetings from Kapir Ode to Nakonde. Now what we are doing here is to disclose the content of the environmental and social impact assessment report. Now that is before submitting it formally to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency. So before submitting it, stakeholders also need to have a say or to be consulted on the contents of the EIA. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we are here to discuss, to disclose the environmental and social impact assessment report.
And speaking at the same event, Tazara Regional Manager Kambani Njovu, who was represented by Franka Nasilele, says that the project is a huge milestone to enhancing railway infrastructure.
You may be aware also that this is an important milestone in terms of revamping the operations of Tazara. Why so? Because this will entail improved motive power in terms of locomotives and also wagons and the coaches. So the project will ensure that the line is also rehabilitated from Kapirimponchi up to Dar es Salaam. So as Tazara management, we are here to support the process to ensure that a conclusive end to the concession process and agreement is done. So this is why we are here to support Ecowise, a company which is assigned to do this public assessment and awareness.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamele chalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Chihuahua, 120. 50 kg Lumanda, 400. 50 kg Repu, 80 kwacha. 50 kg Chinese, 60 kwacha. 50 kg Mupilu, 120. 50 kg Delele, 400. 50 kg Nshaba, the Freshi, 600. 25 kg Kandolo, 125. Bokosi ya tomato, 380. Onyonyi ya white punch 230. Onyonyi ya red punch 250. Nkuku zaloni 130.